Whiskey Bravo 3, Delta Papa Papa, QSL South Carolina, you're 5.9 kilowatt. Thanks, Papa
5.9 kilowatt.
Thanks,
P49Y. This is Free Radio Skybird calling. This is Free Radio Skybird calling. From the Jefferson Airship, this is the Free Radio Skybird calling. From the Jefferson Airship, this is the Free Radio Skybird calling. You found the right frequency. It's Free Radio Skybird, free-form, free-spirited radio for creative minds and DXers everywhere. Now, Free Radio Skybird is a variety program broadcast on shortwave, featuring a free-form blend of music and culture from the 1960s to the present. And coming up on this broadcast of Free Radio Skybird, we're going to hear from One Deck Pete with tunes to cheer us up, Justin Moore's Radiophonic Laboratory, and Radio Reflexology with Shane Quentin. And just a reminder, if you'd like to communicate with us here at Free Radio Skybird, the postal address is care of DJ Frederick, P.O. Box 633, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, United States of America. And that's our preferred method of communication. However, you could email us at singinggrove@conknet.com. That's singinggrove, all one word, singinggrove@conknet, conknet.com. There's also a Free Radio Skybird group on Facebook, so you could check us out there. Let's dive into today's broadcast with the late Gary Bourgeois' Adventures of Flash Frisbone.
And now, the Aircheck Factory presents the amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone. Floating Flash Frisbone, this era's most transient broadcast personality. Flash Frisbone, endowed with the super ability to sweep quarter hours with a single one-liner, travels from station to station in a never-ending search for a permanent gig. You'll remember last time, our hero was searching in his briefcase while on the board at WESE Edison 78, an all oldies station in Florida. He's really into the format of all old 78 RPM records, but just didn't feel right about the station manager's mandate about not being able to use his golden tones on the air until his voice matures, maybe another 40 years. As we join Flash this month, he seems to have found what he's been looking for.
Here it is! Oh boy, my Vitatone 78! Look at that, it's never even been played. I knew when I bought this at that rummage sale it would really come in handy someday, but I sure didn't know when. Oh boy, all I gotta do is cue it up and play it, and then it's really my show! Right after the jingle, here we go! Flash Frisbone's on the air!
And Flash punches in the beeswax cylinder that has the station's jingle on it.
Edison 78!
And to the strains of his own personal copy of the Cheerfulness Boys doing Maggie's Flivver, Flash bounces up and down with the joy of making mid-mornings truly his own shift. Flash has never been happier until suddenly he hears the sound of the station intercom, the portent of doom.
Control room.
Frisbone?
Yes, Mr. Janarian.
What's that Cheerfulness Boys cut doing on the air? We pulled that from the playlist last week.
Well, it's my own record, and I wanted to,
Frisbone?
Yeah?
Come to my office, please.
Okay.
It's an all-too-familiar scene next, as Flash is in the general manager's office. Let's listen.
I'm making my own show, but gee, Mr. Janarian, honest, it won't happen again. I love the format. I like the people. Victor and me are going out for tea after my shift, and you can't fire me. You just can't.
Now listen, Flash.
Flash.
Whatever. Edison 78 just isn't the station for you.
It is, too. I really love it here.
I know. I appreciate your enthusiasm, but
I'm doing real
it's
good.
It's just not going to work.
Come on, give me a chance.
Look.
You're going to fire me?
No, I'm not going to fire you.
Oh.
We have a sister station up in Canada.
Canada?
Right.
I just got back from there.
Well, then you should enjoy the country up there.
It's cold up there.
They've got a nice format.
You mean the same thing as here?
No, it's not the same as ours.
Oh, what kind of format is it?
Well, they've got a WAP format.
A WAP format? Hey, look, just because my last name is really Frisbeone.
Oh, I thought it says here your last name is Arnold.
That was another episode. Hey, never mind. Listen, I'm not taking no ethnic slurs. You ain't gonna give me none of that stuff. If they play Italian music, you just can't go calling no WAP station.
Flash.
I mean, really.
Flash, now listen. WAP, W-O-P, it's an abbreviation.
Abbreviation?
Right, it means weather-oriented pop.
What the heck is that?
That's their format.
Why?
It's something that Nimbus Columbo, their program director, dreamed up. Now look, you can't stay here. We'll even pay the plane flight to get you up to Canada.
I don't know.
I mean, I like you, Flash.
Yeah, but you know,
maybe something. The scene shifts now to Bim Bam Manitoba in the studios of Hi-Lo 2718. The program director, Nimbus Columbo, is speaking.
It's a certain bet that disco is dead. Now, Frisbone, tell me, what do people put the radio on for in the morning?
Well, news and...
News and... Weather. Right, you're hired.
Really?
We just got our new call sign, and we're going to change formats at 6 o'clock this evening. Now, you can have the evening shift and lead off the new format.
Oh, boy, evening, my favorite shift.
Well, if you like it that much, I'll give you all night shift, too. You can work them both until we hire somebody else.
Well, I don't know about that. Hey, listen, what are we going to be doing here anyway?
Well, look, like I said, disco is dead. We're dumping the disco format at 6 o'clock tonight. I really got worried when I read on the air check factory newsletter that disco was dying in Winnipeg.
Dying?
Right. And if it'll do that in a big city like Winnipeg, well then here in Bim Bam, we're in trouble. Right?
Well, yeah, I guess so. You know, it also went in Detroit and...
Now you got the picture, Frisbone. I mean, disco is dying. You're definitely a man for the job. Now listen, you know, Studio B, you never heard of them doing no disco jingles, did you?
Well,
Right. Obviously, what the country needs is a format to capture the people's imagination.
Like what?
To pick up where disco left off. Now, I knew when I brought in that music director from Chappaquiddick that we'd be sunk. Oh. He insisted that disco's big, and he wanted us to stay with disco. I mean, now look, here in Bim Bam, all you got's one truck stop and a jukebox.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing heavier on that jukebox than Johnny Paycheck.
Yeah.
Country's big, but there's already a big country station in the market, so we gotta do something different.
Uh-huh.
We've gotta give the listener music while giving them what they really want to hear.
Weather?
Right. Weather and music. It's a format I devised myself. I call it WAP, weather-oriented pop.
I heard that.
Right. I've brought in the weather wires from all over the world. Now, Frisbone, we've revamped the record library. This is going to be a hit. You're going to be reading about this for years to come.
And I get to start it all?
That's right, Frisbone. You're going to go down in the history books. At 6 o'clock tonight, we'll have this town dancing up a storm while keeping them informed with exactly what they like. Weather.
Well, I don't know if it's gonna work or anything, you know.
Now,
I mean...
look, Frisbone, no doubts. This is gonna be a hit, I guarantee. You just wait, 6 o'clock tonight, Bim Bam is gonna be dancing up a storm.
Right.
Well, does this mean Flash starts a new career? And what about Elma Gluck? Join us next month for another thrill-a-minute episode of Falling Flash Frisbone Radio Ace!
From the station's transmitter to your listening post, this is Free Radio Skybird, your source for free-spirited, free-minded, and free-form, independent community radio on the shortwaves.
One Deck Pete presents Tunes to Cheer You Up. Cheer you up. Cheer you up. The tune this week is True Colours by Ameria and the Café de Anatolia, label. Thank you.
cats. A cat on your bum. Oh, a man, sorry, yes, I know.
Thank you, Pete, and thank you to everyone tuning in. This is Free Radio Skybird, community radio for the shortwave frequencies. In our last broadcast of Free Radio Skybird, we asked listeners to identify the mystery composer who composed music for both radio and television. Well, here's the reveal. That composer was John Baker. He lived between 1937 and 1997. He was a jazz and electronic musician who joined the BBC as a sound mixer before transferring to the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. He was the most prolific of the early workshop composers, and he developed a trademark style by manipulating recordings of everyday sounds. Here's John Baker demonstrating some of his techniques for creating music.
Woman's Hour's water bottle music for reading your letters. Well, we're not having your letters today, but a listener in Tring has asked how this music was produced. It was composed and produced specially for Woman's Hour in the BBC's Radiophonic Workshop by John Baker, and we've asked him to tell us about it.
The basic sound used for this music was made from a recording of water being slowly poured from a cider bottle. By taking just one of these sounds, all the notes that were wanted were made by playing the tape back at various speeds. The faster the tape goes, the higher the pitch. All the notes were measured and cut together in the right order, so that the tune sounded like this. The same technique was used for the bass. To get a rhythm track, I used the sound of a cork being pulled from a bottle. The tape was again played at different speeds, and the sound cut into a rhythm. By mixing these three tapes together, and adding some electronic echo, we end up with 8 seconds of music to introduce reading your letters.
This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Free Radio Skybird. Several of us here on the Free Radio Skybird crew have a passion for FlexiDiscs. So coming up next, this segment we really enjoy, it's Shane Quentin's Radio Reflexology, featuring wobbly sounds from our transmitters to your ears.
Good evening! First, take the record, then put it on the gramophone, then hit it with a needle, hit it, go on, play!
Shake that hip, you really flip. to ride a beat. They all do the bike, the dance of their life. Bike beat, bike beat. Man, do the bike beat. Bike beat, bike beat. Yeah, that's the right beat. They all do the bike, the dance of their life. Keep on riding. Keep on riding. Keep on riding.
Go rally, that's the bike.
Playtex and I take great pleasure in getting your body more the shape you want it to be. Oh, the thought of it. They've made the beautiful 18-hour range of bras, girdles, and corselets in exclusive spinette, which gives you firm control that's comfortable for hours. Now, why am I telling you that when you've already tried one? Well, I don't know, but I am undertaking anyway to give you a few more fight-the-flab pointers to add to all this good work. You're going to look and feel only great. So come on now, enough of the fine-sounding talk. It's high time I was lambasting your lovely body. Oh, I'm looking forward to this. So hand it over to me now. Oh, by the way, before we start, have you gagged the goldfish? Blindfolded the budgie? What about turning the baby's face to the wall? Ah, yes. Well done, missus. Now, come on. First of all, let's stand properly. Now, I know that sounds simple, but just get in front of a mirror. Now, it's not a pretty sight, is it? It's enough to turn the milk at any hour of the day. But there you are. You see, it's not all that easy to stand properly. But it's very simple to rectify your faults, isn't it? Come on now, we'll all do it. So it's the head up, good, and the tummy in, and the BTM in as well, if you can manage that. Stand tall, and most important, stick out your chest. Oh, it's a credit to you. There you are, you're looking better already. I've never seen you look so well. Yes, you are. Have I ever lied to you? Now, come on. Still in front of the mirror, let's limber up a little, because it's never a very good idea to throw yourself into exercises cold, as it were. We want to perk up the body, get the corpuscles jumping up and down, and the blood coursing through your lovely veins. Are you ready? Right, let's limber up. Now, what I want you to do is stay standing, and remember, posture is everything. Keep the back straight. Good. Now, get up on your toes. That's it. And hop twice on each foot. That's it. Hop. Hop, that's it, on each foot, and then change to running on the spot. Now, don't just lumber up and down on your flat feet sounding like a herd of elephants on the rampage. I want you up on your lovely toes, that's it. So come on, hop twice on each foot. Hop, hop on the left foot, and then running on the spot. Run on the spot, and then back on the right foot. Hop, hop, and then run on the spot again, and just keep it up and keep on the toes and stop, of course, the minute you feel in any way corpsed. There you are. That exercise has brought a nice, healthy glow to your cheeks. Or is it a flush? But anyway, while I have you on your feet, let's keep it up. Now, this exercise is specifically designed for your chest. Oh, I'm only upsetting myself again. No, the chest or bust, we'll call this. So I want you to stand again for this exercise with your feet about 1 foot apart. Another simple one. As I said, don't strain yourself. If this is too much of a strain, give yourself a rest. But this one for the chest. Here we go now. It's a simple one. Keeping both arms straight, swing them in front of you and clap. Right? Then both behind you and clap. Are you ready then? Right. In front. Behind. In front. Behind. That's it. And repeat, I would say, about 8 times. This is the only exercise on this record where you can not only slim down and help your chest, but give yourself a burst of applause at the same time. And that, I'm afraid, is the height of it. This Fight the Flab record comes to you with the compliments of Playtex, makers of the beautiful 18-hour range of bras, girdles, and corselets in exclusive spinet that gives you the firm control that you like. Well, I hope you'll dip into this record whenever the urge takes you. And until our next spin together, this is Terry Wogan saying, keep fighting that flab.
Okay, if you say so, Terry. Well, this has been Shane Quentin's Radio Reflexology. That was Terry Wogan with Fight the Flab. Before that, the Rally Rounders featuring Richie Blackmore on guitar with the Bike Beat and B-I-K-E, Do the Bike. And the whole set started off with a Saturn organ demo disc played by Brian Sharp, the tune Delicado. Or I'm probably massacring that. It might be Delisado. Either way, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Free Radio Skybird on shortwave. Thank you. band called Blue Forest from the Netherlands, released on a 45 back in 1972. The tune was called Seashine. You're listening to the offshore sounds of Free Radio Skybird, broadcasting on shortwave. It's time for the Listener Interval Signal Challenge here on Free Radio Skybird. I'm going to play an interval signal from a shortwave station. If you can identify it, please let us know by writing into the Skybird mailbag. That's Free Radio Skybird, P.O. Box 633, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, United States of America, or by email at singinggrove@conknet.com. Here's this month's Interval Signal Challenge.
Fascinating world of audio frequency equalization. Your equalizer provides you with a means to make any and all corrections that you, in your new capacity as audio playback engineer, determine to be most accurate.
Set your receivers, set your receivers, set your receivers.
Greetings and welcome once again to the Radiophonic Laboratory, where the science of telecommunications meets the art of electronic music. I'm Justin Patrick Moore, and today we are going to take a chiastic slide with Autechra into thunderstorm season as the May rain comes. Thank you. For this edition of the Rad Lab, I am pleased to present Free Radio Skybird's first digital text transmission in the MFSK-16 mode. So set your receivers and get your recorders ready. That is Mike Foxtrot Sierra Kilo 16, MFSK-16 mode. Please write to us at singinggrove@conchnet.com. That is singinggrove@conchnet.com with your decode report of the digital text transmission. The first person to send in a transmission report of the decoded text will receive a copy of the book Live Wires, A History of Electronic Music by Daniel Warner, along with a QSL card as our gift to you.
That sound, that vibration, it's alien.
I can feel it too, in my head.
Thanks as always for turning on and tuning in. I'm going to turn it back to DJ Frederick now. So until next time, keep on vibrating with the rhythm of the cosmos, and I'll see you out there in the ether.
Thank you, Justin, and you can send in your decoded message to Free Radio Skybird, P.O. Box 633, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, United States of America, or email us at singinggrove@conchnet.com. Sir Julian with Green Tambourine here on Free Radio Skybird. That's going to wrap it up for this transmission of Free Radio Skybird on shortwave. Free Radio Skybird is produced by myself, DJ Frederick Moe, and it's broadcast on shortwave via Channel 292 and Unique Radio in Australia. And Free Radio Skybird features Justin Moore's Radiophonic Laboratory, One Deck Pete with amazing music mixes and the Skybird Mailbag program, Shane Quentin with Radio Reflexology, and the Radio Emetok World Service. Our interval signal and opening theme is by Madtone. Our Free Radio Skybird logo was created by Steve. Our delightful social media graphics are curated by One Deck Pete. And from all of us here at Free Radio Skybird, remember, whenever and wherever you're listening on the planet, connect with your community. Feel all of the feelings. Radio connects us all, so keep your radio free, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free. Thank you.